Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
So Jamie Dimon sold 1 million shares of JP Morgan shares worth of $141 million. Mm-hmm. Should this be a concern for the entire banking sector or the stock of JP Morgan, or is this something that's just regular, nothing to really be too concerned about?
For me, I have to say, shout out to everyone at JP Morgan, love you dearly. No need to have a meeting about this, but I do believe he's definitely earned this. He's probably the best CEO in that space. But that, if you look at that golden parachute number that we keep talking about, if he's going to cash out relatively soon, maybe he'll retire in 5 years. I don't know who succeeds him at JP Morgan. And when I look at the overall landscape, I don't see any other great banking executives. At one point, financial services and banking had a ton of amazing CEOs. I think Brian Moynihan is good, but I think he isn't as great as Jamie. I couldn't tell you five other CEOs that are incredible. So it's kind of like the end of an era. This will make me a lot more concerned in the banking industry overall. Of course, he's earned it. I think he's been the best of breed when it comes to banking. But when the best player leaves and you don't have a Steph Curry of banking, a Zion, it's tough. Meanwhile, all of the smaller banks have been collapsing and been acquired. Mm-hmm. I think he is exiting at the right time when the world is in turmoil. But please keep your eye on how many CEOs are leaving or taking grand compensation packages at this time. I would definitely be concerned.
This feels like 2021 when we were talking about CEOs selling shares of their company. We saw Elon do it. We saw Tim Cook do it. And we saw what happened 6 months after when there was a pullback in tech. I think the timing of it makes sense for him. I'm not sure if I'm too concerned with JP's stock in the sense that last quarter, you know, they reported an increase in 35%. And Ian, you just brought up the small banks. Yeah, you brought up the small banks closing, but guess who was acquiring their customers?
Yeah,
JP Morgan.
JP.
I don't take too much concern with it. If you look over the history, he took over in 2006. So for about 18 years, this is the first time ever that he's ever sold stock. And so that might sound like something that's alarming, but when you look at the history, you can actually, and this is why doing the research is important. When you go to the analytics and you look at the company and who has how many shares, his family owns almost 9 million shares.
Yeah.
So even if they sold a million shares, you still got 8 million shares. You're well vested inside of the company. So I'm not sure that what it means to JP stock, what it means for the overall banking sector. It's cause for concern. We'll see if there's more CEOs who follow that trend of selling shares. Because like I said, we've seen this happen in 2021 inside of the tech space, financial services and banking. If we start seeing that trend, that probably gives us a sign that there's going to be some turmoil, maybe some downturn in that sector. So I would watch it for that standpoint.
Yeah, I agree. And hands down, number one bank. I think he's the number one executive in banking. The stock could be fine. I am worried about the overall banking sector, though, especially with inflation going up. And there's no amazing leadership. Even if we ask everyone in the audience tonight, name me five other incredible banking CEOs. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. So, he definitely deserves this. If anyone deserves this compensation, it's him. And you can argue he's underpaid.
Yeah, look at the numbers. The stats are on the board, right? If we look at just the numbers, when he took over in 2006, JP Morgan was managing nearly $1 trillion in assets. They are now managing $3.2 trillion. You tripled the amount of money that is being managed. And the market cap is now over $410 billion. So we're talking about the overall number of how much you're managing and what the company is now worth. He's done a tremendous job. And if you've watched the financial sector since 2006, especially during that time of the real estate crash and how the banks were collapsing, the role that he played in it, you're right. He might be one of those CEOs that is underpaid.
Absolutely.
If you look at what he's done for the bank, and we're talking about since 2006 to 2008, especially when the housing market crashed and the banks were crashing, this guy was the one who came up with the solution, right? When you got everybody in the room and said, you're the person that can help us get out of this. And he did. I mean, you talk about somebody being underpaid in the space. He probably is the person. If we're talking about all CEOs, especially in the banking sector, but just over the overall market, he's probably one of the most important CEOs in the U.S. economy.
No, I agree 1,000%. Especially at a time when banks were not trusted, being vilified left and right, he kind of brought a little bit of peace in that space. Well, we don't have the same concerns about banking that we did in 07, 08, 09. He has to get a lot of credit for that.